Hello, everybody. It is time for a brand new episode of The Chat. And instead of our normal Hot Topics talk, we are transitioning into a top five episode. This episode was suggested that we do this by our co-host, Alan. And we are doing the top five worst characters in soap opera history. But before we get into this episode, first off, we have to extend our condolences to Eva LaRue and the Callahan family. The amazing John Callahan, who is known for portraying Edmund Gray on All My Children, passed away from complications of a stroke, and our thoughts and prayers are just with everybody through this hard time. Before we jump into our top five, let's talk to our co-host a little bit. Tiggs, how are you?
I am doing fine, Alan. How are you doing tonight?
Casey. I'm like, who you calling, Alan?
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I called you Alan. I'm sorry.
Look.
I'm so sorry.
He's just
so
like, and this is how I'm calling someone by the wrong name in bed. Oh my God.
Look, in the words of Madonna, bitch, I'm Madonna, so get on out of here.
We white gays are all the same anyway.
I'm sorry, Casey, yes, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I was doing good up until a bit ago.
Hey, I know you've been called worse than Alan, okay?
Oh, true. Anyway.
And I don't mean in a
child, look, Tiggs, if you really want to know, pay me $10 and I'll tell you what you can call me. In the meantime, speaking of Alan, how are you?
Well, I'm not dead. I have toilet paper and I had Taco Bell a little earlier, so I guess I'm okay.
And the Erica Kane of our podcast, Dee, how are you?
I'm feeling amazing right now. I got to, you know, look at Michael Mealy's sexy self as he was doing his Instagram live, so it always puts me in a good mood. Yeah.
And before Alan chimes in there, we'll just get right to it. So, Tiggs, coming in at number five on your worst characters in soap opera history list, who is it and from what show?
Well, I went back with this one. This is a throwback. The show was on, but I've hated this character since I was in the fourth grade. And that character is Joe Carleon from Another World. I hated him. I fucking hated him. I couldn't stand the character. Like, he was just smug, self-righteous. Ugh, I couldn't stand him. Love the most of Sophia. But he just... he declawed my Paulina. He was awful. He turned her into this pizza making Mama Mia crying pregnant. He always just kept Sophia from having fun. She doesn't want to have sex with that Corey and have fun, but no. God, I hated that fucking character.
Okay. Way to kick things off. Alan, who is coming in at number five on your list?
That's baby stealing hoe, Babe Carey, from All My Children.
Oh, babe.
I thought the haters were fucking attacked. He left out his sons. And oh, shit, where's he selling Bianca? That's his two mommies. Shut up, bitch. You're saying your baby's dead. And then JR somehow ended up being the villain of that damn story fan for some reason, and Babe with love. Bullshit. I celebrated when he said, even with a fucking recast, that shitty recast. That died. That's still celebrated. Oh, I hate it like this. Ugh. Okay, anyway, I was treated like it was their original. Yeah, I loved her. Like, oh God, it was so great.
Jesus.
The only thing to say that character was that Alexa Hammond was such a good actress, but the character it's herself.
And her mama trash.
The only thing that saved Crystal for me was her and Adam. I love her and Adam together.
Well, that's
I don't know why, but I love her and Adam together.
That's good that you loved them. So, Dee, who's coming in at number five on your list?
Okay. Apparently, I had a whole tier system going of people that I hated. And coming in at number five, I'm going to need EJ to say, I'm going to say this in an EJ voice. I hate Ray Fernandez.
I knew he was going to be on here for you.
I love Galen. Don't get it wrong. Galen is a nice person. I hate Ray Fernandez. I hate everything about her, Ray Fernandez. I hate his smug, supercilious attitude. I hate the way that he drags Hope down. Hope is boring. I'm like, if I'd have known that, I would have campaigned harder for Aiden Estate if I'd have known that I was going to be stuck with Ray Fernandez. The only time that Ray showed any spark of life was when he was messing with, what's her name? Crazy one, Ben's sister.
Jordan.
Oh,
that's
I love
the only
Jordan.
Time that I can stand him. That was.
I like Robo Ray too. Until he killed my Faye Walker.
Yeah. Oh, funny. I mean, like, I hate Ray Fernandez. I'm sorry. I just there's nothing about that character that's redeeming to me. Not a single thing. I mean, and I love Gabby. But don't get it twisted. I love you, Gabby Hernandez. But her brother can kiss my jelly black ass. I hate Ray Fernandez, so that's my number five.
He's Joe Carlito. He tries to, like, mess with all of Gabby's fun. Let her tear around. Yeah, he's a jackass. He tried to declaw Sam. Like, no.
He killed everything that I loved about Sammy. I was like, I need you to get away from my girl. No, you're bringing everybody down. You're bringing us down.
So Ray Fernandez is my number five. I hate that Gabe moves out of a job, but I really feel like September if he's gone. Shine on the
wind. He'll be fine. He's from town. He has a big dick. Allegedly.
So he'll be fine.
Oh,
yeah. No shade, though. He likes I love Jordy Phillips, though. But if I got to still deal with Ray, I wouldn't mind Galen this far. Sorry, Jordy. Jordy, you fine, but you ain't doing nothing for me in this role. I wouldn't mind getting that great recast if we got to continue doing with the characters. Because you know Queen Sharon Kate got chemistry with any goddamn body. Just saying. Mm-hmm. And at least Gabe was more believable as a cop. I don't take Jordy seriously as no damn cop with his pretty ass. What he gonna shoot? His hairdresser?
Probably Ellen Wheeler for turning God and Light into trash after he left.
Oh, there's that.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, that'd be a fight.
It's
like a freaking
Ray
Morrow. That was a bad scene.
I ruined it here for me.
So, coming in at number five for me is a character that Soap Twitter rarely thinks about anymore because they were just so bad. I must preface this by saying that Ron Colavardi is a god in the writer's room. And he is the answer to every prayer from Soap Jesus. And he revived General Hospital. He saved that show from cancellation. It would not be where it is today had he not written that show during the 50th anniversary. But I must say, the worst character he ever created on that show was Levi Dunkelman. I just can't stand this character. Also known as Peter Harrell Jr. I just didn't like the character from day one. They started off wanting to go with this very confusing Spinelli 2.0 vibe. And the character didn't click with Kirsten Storms at all. And then we got this very convoluted story dating back to Felicia's Aztec jewelry storyline. It was just all confusing. It didn't work out very well. And, you know, I think the character only lasted, like, what, 5 or 6 months? So.
I don't even think that long, did he?
Not even that long, I think.
Okay, so see, short of
the... Levi. Like, I loved it because it tied back to Felicia's history. That was the saving grace of the fucking story.
No, but you could tell that was such a quick, rewrite, you know, honestly, like... Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and you know, Felicia's Aztec jewelry storyline was one of my favorites from way back in the day, but this revisit of history just kind of didn't work. You know, it's kind of like Ron, you can tell he loves the history of a show, but sometimes he's just not going to revisit it in the best light. Anyway, Alan, who is coming in at number 4 for you?
Dollar Tree Shaggy from General Hospital, Spinelli. Day one. I wanted him to die. Do you remember when he was fucking giggling about Jason murdering Dante? Yeah, he was fucking giddy at it. That little shit. Doing old mouth shit, but somehow he's a good guy. And the fucking, when he had the fucking baby with Nasty. I just hate him so fucking much. The only time I ever liked Shelly was when Blake Bears played for like a week. That's the only time.
Oh, I really liked that.
Blake Bears is definitely talented. Bradford is not sexy or talented. Period.
I love Blake Bears with Spinelli. That made me a Stixie fan. I'm like, can we keep him, please?
Please, I keep him. I did get blocked by him for a while. Bradford blocked me for a hot minute behind that one because I was like, can we keep him? I forgot to untag him.
I just never understood why they wanted to make.
The only time I liked Spinelli was when the whole baby thing came out. He finally stood up to Maxie, grew the fuck up.
That was good.
I don't support the fact that he still got custody of that damn baby. Little George is 17 years old. Why Maxie ain't got custody of that baby?
Right?
Well, Dee, who is coming in at number 4 for you?
Number 4 is going to be a little bit controversial for the people, but I don't care.
Ooh.
It's my list, I don't care. That crazy-haired rapist, Luke Spencer. your choice. I have issues with that man. Like, I remember at the same time that... Was it the same time that Lucky was finding out that his dad was a rapist was about the time that I was finally connected the dots on that? Yeah, I feel stupid too. But I was just like, wait a minute. I was like, it's one thing to deal with a bad turn. It's another to deal with him disappearing for months at a time, disrespecting Laura. You know, then it's just, he was just, I hated Luke Spencer. Like, when I realized that he raped Laura, like, I never looked at that man the same way again. Then they tried to put him with Felicia and broke up Mac and Felicia behind him. I was like, are you serious? You gonna throw your whole life away behind the crib keeper? Are you serious? Like, I had issues with it. I was just like, to this day, when he left, like, I threw a ticker tape parade. And now, every once in a while, my Uncle Ron will drag his portrayer, and I cheer him on. I hated Luke Spencer. And I know everybody loves him, and they think that he's a hero. And my mom will tell you stories about the left-hand boy and about the ice princess. Had you think of General Hospital was a place to be. But, like, literally, when Lucky found out that his daddy was a rapist, that's how I felt when I found out who Luke Spencer was, and he has been garbage to me ever since. I don't know, Grace. I mean, like, he's not like, he wasn't like that insidious Michael Candius type rapist where it's just guaranteed you're gonna hate him. But I don't like Luke Spencer anyway, because everywhere he goes, just destruction falling. So I hate Luke Spencer. He was my number 4.
Yeah, Tony Urie just couldn't keep his mouth shut and shut in interviews. That's what turned
him. Yeah.
Barely feeling remorse for it.
He just straight up ran over potholes. It was just horrible, you know? I'm sorry, Jake.
No.
His name is Jake. I need to stop calling him pothole.
Do they even show Jake anymore? You know, I haven't watched GH in a hot minute. Is that baby even showing him?
Hardly.
They show him with
his daddy Franco.
Is he?
Boy, they gonna get mad at me. I don't care. I mean, like, they made Lucky Spencer a deadbeat dad, which really pissed me off. And so now, you know, Franco is now a dad of the year, but I mean, he's more of a dad than, I mean, when they show Jake now with Jason, it's propping. It's straight up propping. Like, it's bad.
Well,
so,
the one
Franco
reason,
like a good dad.
The one reason I never bought Frizz is because I can't imagine that Elizabeth, the rape victim, would be with a man who acted as though he raped Sam. Like, I could never buy it.
And that's why in my head, every time I see him on screen, I call him Paul Ryan. That way I can deal with him. I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, that's when you have to use your soap opera history for the good, for the greater good. Every time he's on screen, I call him Paul Ryan whenever he touches Elizabeth, because that's the only way I can deal with that.
Well, then Barbara needs to come get her boy. Well, Tiggs, who do you got on your number four?
Well, my number four, it ain't gonna be controversial. It ain't. That punk ass Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah, that ain't controversial. Get on.
When I tell you I want to drop down to my knees and give Eric the head of his life when he ran that motherfucker on twirl. That's the best thing that Dina Hickley and Joshua did at that show. Praise God. Oh, we dealt with that motherfucker for 8 long, miserable years. Sean Christian was the problem. If they would have cast him as my court, I would have been fine. Besides dating Jennifer and him being Maggie's son, every fucking thing they did with him, my court could have been. That would have been scandalous if my court slept with Chloe while she was married to his brother Lucas. That would have been scandalous if he started fucking around with Kate, knowing Kate destroyed his parents' marriage 4 years ago. That would have been great. That's good soap. Not some egg baby of Maggie's that Victor thought was his godson for all these years that nobody ever cared about or thought about. And they did every fucking thing to try to make him sick. They made him Maggie's son. They made him Melanie's daddy. They took Parker from Gibson to give him back to them. So Chloe did all that damn lying for nothing. It was just so fucking stupid. But I thought that he was going to die. I'm like, oh, praise Jesus. Praise God.
Dr. Dan, the only person that likes him is Ari, I swear. I'm sorry. I thought it's a man girl, but no.
The only person I like Dr. Daniel Jonas with is the pavement on the road that he was flung out of the car to. I mean, when he kissed that pavement and died, it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen on a soap opera.
You know, really, the only woman on there that he really had blazing chemistry with was Ollie Davidson.
True.
Mm-hmm. But when she had him held captive, and that's what... Then he was all self-righteous. He needed a bitch like Kristen. He needed somebody like that.
When he got
because
slapped
he so bland
by her,
and all that, he needed fire to go with his ice, and they never did that. And he had a little bit of chemistry with Lexi when he first got to the show too. You know, Lexi was always cheating on Abe. I just thought she was gonna get us some orange lemon.
Well, coming in at number four for me is somebody who was created during the Jill Farren Phelps years at The Young and the Restless, and that is Ian Ward. I don't even know where to begin. So, the cult story with Nikki and Paul is iconic. I mean, right, we all agree. Like, it's one of those iconic Young and Restless storylines. It was Doug Davidson before he started bitching like a little sissy about his air dates. It was Melody Thomas Scott looking amazing, as always. And then, I think it was like 35 years later, In comes big ass Ian Ward, eating up all that scenery and everything. And he always felt out of place because they tried to do more than just him being the former cult leader. They also sent him after Chelsea and Phyllis and Mariah and Sharon and Victor. And it was a mess. And it was just one of those characters where you knew that Jill Farren Phelps had come to The Young and the Restless. Because there are two defining moments. Ian Ward and mowing down Delia. But anyway, yeah. Hated the character of Ian.
He was like it was the Days of Our Lives character on The Young and the Restless. And it just didn't work.
That's a good analogy, yeah. Because on Days, yeah.
No ghetto-ass cook.
It was like if Maria... It was like if Maria Bell had created a Stefano doppelganger. Ethano.
And not even a good one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, said it.
So, Dee, who's coming in at number three for you?
Did we get Alan?
Alan, did we get you?
We haven't done number three for me yet.
Okay.
I'm just checking. I was going to make sure that Alan is representing, because, you know, he held a grudge and shit, so, you know, well, we got to make sure.
Apparently, I'm Alan for the day, according to Tig, so if you need to ask him any questions, just let me know.
Okay.
When no one is around you. Okay.
Number three, I think, if I didn't hate the other two people more, number three would be higher on my list. I feel like everybody and their mother can universally agree that Parking Lot Peter is trash.
Amen.
Number three. He would have been higher, except I hate the other two people more. The most useless character ever. Like, when you talk about trying to force someone, like, what else can you do to try to make a bum-ass character stick? They have done everything they can. If your mother is supposedly Anna Devane and I still think you're trash, your character is trash. I'm just saying. So, I mean, he takes up space. He chews up airtime. I mean, who likes him? Who likes him besides Laura Wright? Who? And Frank Valentini. Okay, who is the...
But he would have been better off to the Dylan recast.
You know, he was a really good Dylan recast. He could have been a Dylan. He could have been a Lucky. Like, he serves no point. I'm like, I love Faison. Lord knows I ride hard for Faison because, you know, I love me a villain. A good villain, let's rephrase. But I'm like, you're supposed to be Faison's son. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you. Like, Faison was creepy and weird. I mean, you are supposed to be the son of a creepy, weird mastermind and a fucking spy. What you doing? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
But they destroyed Anna's history for this character. Like,
I mean, just straight up trashed her character for nothing. Nothing. Not serving a single purpose. The only joy that I get out of life is that he thwarts the Carinthi every chance he gets. He's like Nell. He's like the, except actually like Nell. But I'm saying, like, he serves no purpose. The only joy that I get is that he makes Jason look stupid. He makes Sonny look stupid. He makes
well, it ain't hard.
Look dumb. And it takes all those brain cells that they have to rub together, and he still keeps coming out ahead of them. And I'm like, you know, I don't feel anything for him. He is a waste of space. He's taking up airtime so I can go to somebody that I actually care about. So, Parking Lot Peter is my number three.
They should have just really made that boy Alex's son and called it a damn day.
Well, you know what happens to all of Alan's sons. They all die unless you chase them. So, yeah, they should have made him Alan's son.
Alex's son.
Oh, yeah.
That would have made
I feel like he is Alex's son. I feel like they're going to rewrite this shit because they're going to realize that this is a damn dud. And they're going to make him Alex's son.
Alex was a mild-mannered doctor, lived in Pine Valley with Dimitri Merrick 20 years ago. And at some point over the last 20 years, she turned into Obrecht. I'm like, okay. All right.
Poor
I'm like, I like Obrecht more than him. I like Nemo more than him. Bye. You can go. Take your bags and go.
Well, Tiggs, who would you wish would have taken their bags before they stepped onto your favorite soap opera?
Now, this may be a little controversial. I know a lot of people love this character. I love the actor. Great actor.
Oh, God.
But Michael Baldwin. I have always hated he's never been good enough for it. Every time I see him, he will always be that fucking pervert. Paper don't like Chris Blair.
You're canceled. Bye.
No. I'm talking about back in the day when she was actually popular. Not when she became the DA from
I didn't like her as a DA
because she was very one note. She became a caricature as the DA. I didn't like her as a DA.
Well, I will say Josh has done good in fixing that.
They treated her like she was Melinda Tran, like she was just this day player, just fucking Cricket Blair. You don't do her like that. I didn't like her as DA.
Okay, that part is true. What did Michael Baldwin do to you?
He's just this mug self, like you're a fucking ex-con. The way he used to get on Kevin and Gloria. Like he never did a day himself in prison. Why? What? Because you have a law degree and cricket forgave you that absolves you? Fuck you.
But all I'm saying.
Gloria ain't even a Billy J. Wolf. Here comes Michael wagging his finger like Captain Chandler.
The only bad part about Michael Baldwin.
I've never been a likey fan. I've never liked him and Lauren together. I've never fought him and Lauren together. But give me will and grace. Lauren is Michael's speaker. Let's keep it the fuck real. And all you likey fans can come up on mentions if you want to. Lauren Fisher is a goddamn sexy battle with Clayton Hollingsworth, Blanche Devereaux's brother from the Golden Girls.
Tiggs, they are going to start a Meghan McCain petition for your ass to be removed from this show. God. Alrighty, Alan. Well, go ahead. This podcast episode was brought to you by.
But, yeah, he's always so fucking smug. He fucking gets away with everything. Victor always wins. He fucking flopped his dick in Sharon. If he walked like that was okay, he married her.
That was not his fault. That was Maria Arena Bell's fault.
Brained out of a murder.
Justification. I'm like, no. But I feel like some Vixen. I know he's all. I love
Victor too.
You know he ain't shit. You're like, you know he's not like Stefano. You know Stefano ain't shit, but you still like him. You know, it's just like, it's problematic.
Okay, like I know he's just a crotchety old man. Now, I mean, Eric Braden's gonna be 80 this year. Like, he's a crotchety old man now, so it's funny.
You got
he's
that.
Victor Kiriakis, but he's insane.
Victor Kiriakis is his own special.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Right,
he don't like no damn body but
me. Exactly. Oh, God. Well, coming in at number three for me is somebody controversial as well. But, you know, if you think about it long enough, it makes sense. So coming in at number three for me for the worst characters in soap opera history is Abby Newman on The Young and the Restless. So here's the thing. Abby is so integral and important to that show. She is the daughter of Victor and Ashley, and I don't care what people say, but Victor will always be the love of Ashley's life. I don't care. No other man can compare. But yeah, here's the thing. I liked Marcy, excuse me, hear me calling her Marcy, M. Ryland's Abby, and I liked Melissa Ordway's Abby in terms of acting, but the storylines have just never fit. Oh yeah, I like Melissa Ordway, I think she's a good actress, I think the way they write her is completely wrong, but yeah, so to me the only good Abby era was the Naked Heiress era. And I also liked when she kind of struggled with alcoholism from that period and also having the blackouts when she was a suspect in Diane's murder and all that stuff. But other than that, there's really not been an Abby period that I'm like, oh, this is Victor and Ashley's daughter. And you can't tell me what she's...
The writing's never good there.
No, not at all.
She's 37 and they keep... And that's the problem. That's that Naked Heiress bullshit. Melissa Ordway's 37 and they keep writing Abby like she's a vapid 26-year-old.
And Abby's 63 years old. I don't care what people say.
They keep writing her like that. And then, no. They need to just write her as a straight-up bitch. Not some little smug, prissy little bitch. No. If they wrote her like a true bitch, that bitch be a bitch, like even like just like a villain or whatever. I think Melissa Ordway could deliver. She does bitchy well, but she does annoying bitchy.
Yeah, like her dressing up. Bitchy.
If she was just like a nasty little bitch, a power hungry bitch, she would be a lot better.
Well, in Tiggs, you know, I remember you and I's very first show in season one together, where we were like, what needs to set that off is Victoria finally telling her you will never be a Newman because you are not the child of Nikki and Victor. You are the child of Victor's side hoe. And, you know, that would get it to where it needs to be. But they don't go there for some reason.
Huh. Yeah, like, they have Victoria bitchy towards Abby, but it's just... Oh, well, yeah, stepdad's other kids, blah, blah, blah. No, there needs to be a situation where her and Victoria do get into it. And Abby just be like, bitch, let me tell you something. I wasn't born in a conventional way, but my father loved my mother and he married her. Bitch. Just because you're Nikki's kids, you and Nicholas ain't no more important than me and Adam are. And I'm tired of y'all.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Be quiet. I can't even believe. I'm still stuck on the fact that you have two. Bye. I'm not talking about you.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Rosie and Elizabeth, calm down.
Like, what would have set Abby off if you just made her an unapologetic bitch and you recast her ass with Julie Marie Berman or Jennifer Finnegan and we got a motherfucking ball game? Somebody like that. Because Melissa Ordway is serviceable as Abby. She gets the job done. But no, I want an Emmy-winning powerhouse in that role. That eat that motherfucker. Same thing with Michael on DH. Like Chad Jewell,
The only time he was interesting was when he was being an asshole to Sonny and Carl.
When he was a quarter main. That's what got Chad his in.
But do they ever want to go back to that? No, because
when we
never got the bitch in the
house.
God forbid, one of Sonny's children don't like him.
Well,
so
Tiggs, does that make Michael Corinthos your number two, or do you have somebody else?
Oh, that makes Michael Corinthos Sr. my number two. I love Sonny up until about 10 years ago. I fucking hate that character. He is probably the most overexposed character in daytime history. Not even Marlena Evans, or Brooke Logan, or Erica Kane, or even Victor Nunes is more overexposed than Sonny Corinthos. Like, Mo and his ego, and that character has driven that show to the ground the last 15 years. I don't get it. Like, Sonny is disgusting. He's pig vomit. Even if you are a Sonny and Carly fan, the minute he told Carly that he was dating Olivia, and he thought she had Sean accidentally shoot Olivia, he told Carly to her face, if she died, you die. How can you ever root for that couple again after that? And not to mention, they don't have sexual chemistry. How can you root for that couple after that? The disgusting way he's treated Ava all these years. Sonny has done just as many awful things, if not more, as Ava. And the Sonny fans root that on. How can you be a woman and a mother and support Sonny in the way he's treated Ava when it comes to Ava? How can you just support that disgusting behavior? I don't care if it's a television show and that's a character. How can you support that? He's disgusting. If they would write Sonny in character as the villain he is, it would be fine. Write him as a villain. It would make so much more sense than this mobster with a heart of gold. This is stupid.
Well, and that's what I said to you guys about why I mainly stopped watching General Hospital, is because I don't mind Sonny and Carly being the center of the show, but they have to own their own bullshit. Like, Jill on The Young and the Restless, the reason I love her so much and want her on every day is because Jill owns her bitchiness, and she owns what she's done in the past, because that is what a good soap opera character does.
And that's what I love about Victor. Like, yeah. Victor hasn't paid for half of the shit he's done. But, Victor doesn't care when he's horrible. He don't care.
He don't care.
He'll be horrible to Nikki and them kids. He don't give a fuck. No. Sonny murders somebody and then whines about it and blames somebody else for 6 months.
When he goes...
That's what Sonny does. Sonny's a bitch.
Sonny will go, I murdered them because I was off my medication. I'm like, for what? Your sciatica?
PK. I can only deal with Sonny when he's with Brenda. Sorry.
Oh, true.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Brenda's like, look, you gonna own it when you're with me. We ain't playing these games.
Exactly. She holds them the standards.
Well, Dee, which soap opera writer's feet are you holding to the fire for creating your number two worst character?
My number two character, when I met his portrayal in person this past year, he knew who I was before I walked up because I drag him every chance I get. Number two is Liam Spencer. I can't stand that motherfucker right there.
I cannot stand
Liam Spencer, and this is tragic because I used to like him. Liam lives in this fantasy world where he is the center of the universe and everyone's supposed to cater to him. Everyone's supposed to cater to his ever-changing ways. He treats women like trash and then makes them feel bad when they stand up for themselves and ask for something better. He has, I don't know what Brad has done or how he justifies Liam being a good person. I mean, he didn't sleep with just about everybody with the last name of Forrester, but it's a female, and it's okay. I mean, oh, he didn't got with Steffi, well, he got with Hope, he had them going back and forth. I'm like, Ridge Jr., I'm over you. I am over you. Like, he took up my Steffi, her 20s, her good life, her roaring 20s were all spent with Kate. he must be King Slingling. I'm telling you, it must be amazing because there is nothing to recommend him. I mean, Wyatt is a better man. Hell, Bill Spencer is a better man than him. And these chicks just chase after him. He gets all sanctimonious and supercilious, and I cannot deal with him. I can't stand Liam. I can't stand him. I cannot. The only time I can stand Liam is when he had memory loss and Quinn was banging him out and calling him Adam. That was the only time I could stand Liam Spencer.
That was ridiculous. Like, both Hope and Steffi left the country for a couple of years. You mean to tell me that they didn't find no better man? Steffi didn't find no better man than Paris. Hope didn't find no better man than Milan.
Let's just
come back and be stupid all over again. Damn,
you see my hashtag. You see my hashtag all the time. Free Steffi. I'm not even playing.
I agree.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. I'm like, oh, I cannot stand him. And then it's sad because I love Scott Clifton. I really do.
I do too.
But I dragged Liam so bad. And like, he looked at me. He knew who I was when I walked up. Like, he's like, are you really in my line? That is straight up what he said to me. And I was like, yeah. I was like, because, you know, I'm like, hey, Dylan Quartermain, I love you, boo. And he started laughing. Now that we were good, because I loved him as Dylan Quartermain, but I'm just like, it's so crazy how the writing can shift. Mm-hmm. Because when he started out on Bold and Beautiful, he was like Dylan Quartermain, except instead of film school, he was a little geeky computer nerd or whatever. And now I'm like, I mean, his daddy then gave him a house, then gave him a job, then gave him his woman. I mean, what else? And he is exactly like Doug Clark. He is never satisfied. This is why mm-hmm. Liam Spencer was my number two.
And that's what kills me. Brad Bell has such, like, they really need to explore that. And, like, we wouldn't be tired of this Never in the Triangle if it was written, like, Ridge, Brooke, and Taylor. But it's not. Like, it's very instant. Like, Brad Bell's like, oh, you guys ain't got the attention span. I'm like, no, we do have the attention span. Like, if you would just really flesh these stories out and keep Liam with one of these women for at least 6 months before he's sniffing around the other one, we wouldn't complain. And it's like...
Exactly. And then, like me, I've watched the show since the first day, so I've already watched Eric go back and forth in between women. I've watched Ridge go back and forth in between women. And now you want me to do a third generation of this with Liam? I think not. Bye.
Well, Alan, who is coming in at number two for you?
You probably got to see this one coming, Sonny Caramzo.
He is so terrible, but it's reason why he's fucking Santa Claus.
So, oh, I bought him a little bit of dress, so I donated to freaking AIDS. Jiggy Beaky, so I'm not so bad. Fuck you. And Maurice Cannon hasn't been able to act in, like, what, since, like, 2005? That's the last time he was able to act. And he's riding on his hand. It's, like, a funny, like, Community Theater shit. Like, bullshit. If you remember right, it would be so much better if he was written like a villain. But he's not. He's like Santa Claus with a fucking grease in his hair. Disgusting.
Alan,
they treat him like he's fucking Steve Harvey with a pistol in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, that's not easy for AJ, but what you do?
But I mean, AJ was trash. Don't get it twisted. AJ was messed up and flawed, but he did not deserve to die. And the fact that Sonny fans can justify what he did, and I was not AJ's biggest fan. I didn't like Billy Warlock's portrayal of AJ. I thought AJ was trash. Like, I'm being honest with you. But
they destroyed that character at the altar of Sonny calling Jason. They destroyed that character. And it's like, no. That was something Sonny wanted to do anyway. He killed that man in cold blood because he wanted to. ABC can can erase that scene off the website, off YouTube, but I will never forget it. He told Carly he killed that man in cold blood and he meant to do it. You will never erase that scene out of my head. No matter how hard you try. It is what it is, that's what happened. And for Monica to never, be able to have an ill word to say about that man, that's total bullshit.
That's trash.
And that's kind of a new thing too, because I don't really understand why that's so recent. Because Monica has always hated Sonny. I mean,
has always.
So I don't get why in the last 3 years.
About AJ about a year or two ago, but they immediately let her backtrack in the next scene. I'm like, why? He murdered her son. The only person that can actually tell somebody that they hate him and not be apologetic about it is Tracy Quarterman. Because Jane Elliott don't play that shit. Jane Elliott, I'm not going to step out of characters. Tracy has always hated Sonny, and that's how it's going to be. Even when she had that fantasy sequence before she left the show when they was in court and shit, even her fantasy sequence, she didn't like Sonny.
She's been consistent.
Like, when she came back this last time, she like, why the hell Nell ain't over there with Sonny and Carly? They deserve it.
Exactly.
Well, coming in at number two for me is another character from The Young and the Restless. And that is...
Okay, Wisconsin.
And that is, are you ready? Daisy Carter.
Yes, terrible here.
So.
No complaint here.
Maria Irina Bell set out, as we all know, to create her version of Sheila Carter because CBS couldn't afford to get Kimberlyn Brown back. And. It failed miserably from start to finish. First of all, the girl couldn't act.
She wasn't even Dollar Tree Sheila, honey. She wasn't even She was Oh yeah, that was back when Sony was really, you know, they was really being cheap. That's why we didn't see Melody Thomas Scott for 6 months. Ooh, they was really paying fast with the money back then.
But yes, I hated the character of Daisy, and much like the Abby and Phyllis feud, they keep thinking that these girls can defeat a woman, and it just irritates me to no end. I'm like, ugh. God, I hated that character so much.
If you're gonna write the right actress in the role, no matter how young she is.
But we didn't, because Sheila already had Chitlins. We didn't need that.
When Sarah Michelle Gellar came to All My Children, she was young. But she had what it took.
Mm-hmm.
When she let Erica know who the fuck she was, it was on.
Kendall Hart, baby, yes.
She let her know, like, bitch, I'm the brat shit that Richard Field raped you and got you pregnant with. The one that you threw away, bitch, you know who I am.
And I didn't understand it, mainly because Sheila already had a past soul of children. I mean, why didn't we get a Mary, or whatever that girl's name was, or that kid she had? Didn't she have a kid with Massimo or something?
Yeah, she had a little girl, James. I think that was Mary. And then she had another kid with Massimo. She had another little girl. I forgot what she named her.
Yeah, sorry, baby. But, yeah, I couldn't stand that character. I think, to this day, it is probably up in the top three worst characters in Young and Restless history. Ugh. But I rest my case. Alan, who do you have in the top spot, and who is your honorable mention?
My number one is Daniel Jonas. He always yelled at women like he was gonna beat the shit out of a lamb. It was like you're watching a fucking Lifetime movie every scene he got in, and it was about like yelling at Teresa or freaking Nicole all the time. But he acts like his shit doesn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
He is so much.
know, so sweet when he died. Did it go to the dead party? That was great.
Yes.
That was great.
Anytime Eric pisses me off, I'm like, remember, he killed Daniel for you.
There's a parade.
It covers a multitude of sins.
Okay, and my
honorable
mention is Sonny
Kiriakis. Oh, God damn it.
Fucking
Will's
pubic hair clippings in a fucking little
baggie
to Smith.
Oh, God, no.
Fucking Sonny Keating in. I love you.
Oh, my Sonny is definitely that bottom that walks around with a butt plug in all day because he always wants to stay open and ready.
No, Sonny is that. Sonny is that bottom.
I'm more gay from y'all than I have in my entire life. Man, I didn't need to know that.
Sonny is that bottom who walks around all day.
Screen, I'm going to be thinking about that. Thanks.
And Freddie Smith just saying that. How do you work around the life of Wally Kurth and Judy Mother fucking addicts for 10 years and still can't act? We know Chandler can act. He's just lazy. At least he's cute, though.
Yeah. At least he has glad one for him.
Like, Chandler only wants to act when he's a scene for guys he was blowing like real life, don't you know what I'm saying? Like, I would think, of course, not Chandler's not gay. I'm just saying, I think, you know, he's like,
he's more animated.
I think he thinks to himself, like, if I was gay, I would really blow Rob. So let me put my all into the scene with Ben.
He was willing to risk it all, baby.
Okay. He probably even thinks, like, you know, Brady's my uncle, but I would really blow
him. Stop, stop.
He showed us in Christopher Sean, too, so you never found it on Christopher Sean, but Brady, Dead Eyes, maybe the Grin.
Hell, even Brady was taller on seeing for Christopher Sean. Hell, who doesn't want to fuck Christopher Sean? I'll take some Asian persuasion.
If this wasn't a top five podcast, I would name this episode Asian Persuasion.
Oh, Lord, please don't do that. Not with what our country going through. Please, no. What the world going through. No.
We love Asians here.
Yes, we do. Yes. Look, we've been praying for chemo to come back. Look, we named an episode after Egg Foo Young, so, you know, we... Well, Tiggs, who comes in at number one for you, and who is your honorable mention?
My number one is bitch-ass Kane Ashby. So happy his motherfucking ass is gone. Daniel Goddard, that's what the fuck you get. You could have been paired with Amelia Hiley. You didn't want that. You could have been paired with Beth Mason. You didn't want that. You really held on to hope that Chris Khalil was going to come back. And your ass got fired. And as soon as you got fired, what happened? Chris Khalil came back. That's what I told you.
He got paired with the unemployment line.
Okay, Kane. He's another character that should have just been rooting as a villain. The only time I could tolerate Kane was when he was scheming at Brass and Sassy. Like, that made him tolerable. You see, like, Daniel Goddard does villain well. They should have made Kane a villain instead of doing his horrible things and just, literally, I did it for you and the babies and all this other. I could stand that shit. It just made Lily so stupid. Like, this man gaslit you. He lied to you about who he was. He cheated on you. He lied to you over and over and over and over again. And you took this motherfucker back repeatedly. Like, you look so damn stupid. Ugh. And how Jill would dote on him and treat him better than Billy, her own child.
That was just trash.
I hate Kane. I'm so happy he's gone. Bye. Please, don't ever come back. I didn't like him with Lily. He was too old for Lily. They were born. And I'm pretty sure Crystal Khalil got bored, too. Like, all we do is say, I love you to each other all the time. We don't have a story.
story that they had was Hayden Hillary. Like, seriously, that was their story.
The only thing I can say, Sally Sussman, her return wasn't all that great, but she did give Kane and Lily probably their only decent story. Him scheming at Brass and Sassy and everything with Juliet and, you know, him and Lily having those issues, that actually made them interesting. Because other than that, they're boring as hell. Because, and my honorable mention, child, he sold that child on Amazon.
He sold that baby on Amazon. Oh my God! Shut up.
Free shipping.
Can't return it.
Somebody received that baby and passed it in California next day. What a bottle of formula. Now I said it before he left. Now she wants to see him again as soon as he gets there.
Stop.
But yeah. But no, my honorable mention, Kiki Jerome. I'm so happy.
Kiki,
bitch.
Kiki,
now, do you now, love
when
me?
When Kristen Alderson was in the role, I love Kiki. She's a mini Ava. But the minute Haley Aaron came, she became a Corinthos loving, hating ass, pissy little traitor.
Remember when she was an alcoholic?
And back then, Haley Aaron couldn't act. Like, Haley Aaron's first year at that show was awful.
I didn't know she could now.
She couldn't act, and like I said, it just changed the whole character up. Ava may not be perfect and everything that happened with Morgan, but this woman sacrificed a lot to you and raised you on her own. And the first chance you get over some dick, you throw your mama to the wolves? Really? No. Like, even in Ava's own dream, her own fantasy, she couldn't call Kiki out for being a traitorous little bitch. She still couldn't. Like, really? Y'all value it. Like, and they made everything about Kiki. I'm like, I don't want Kiki. I want something to evolve with. I want Christina and Molly to have storylines. I don't want this little girl on my screen. I'm so happy Haley Aaron left that damn show. I'm like, please let Ryan kill her. Ryan kill her. Praise the Jesus. Ugh. But yeah, Kiki's
Well, Dee, who's coming in at number one for you, and who is your honorable mention?
My number one, it really, really, really pains me to say this. Because the original portrayer is one of my favorite actresses in the free world.
Oh, no.
But my number one is Caroline Vincent Carrizo. I cannot stand Cujo now. I can't stand her. Now, when Sarah Joy Brown was Carly, I rode hard for Carly Roberts, baby. No one rode harder for Carly than me. Then when she became Caroline Benson, I still rode for her. I rode with Carly over everybody. Man, when she and Brenda were getting into it, I was in Wyndham's that day. I was like, Lord, it's going to be Sophie's Choice. It's my two favorites. What am I supposed to do? Like, I literally was having a crisis of faith that day when they were off in Wyndham's, and I thought they were about to get into a fight. I loved Carly. I love that she was scrappy. I tell you, I can quote Carly 1.0. Like, I don't care what storyline it is. I can give you actual dialogue. I loved her so much. Like, Tamara Bonds, Carly, I know a lot of people loved her. She wasn't my Carly, but, you know, she made me feel sorry for her. And her and Lorenzo Alcazar was straight fire. So, Carly 2.0, I was about it. And then, man, Carly.
Stop. Leave Jennifer.
So, see, unpopular opinion, I didn't mind Jennifer Graham for them 6 months. I didn't mind.
I just didn't understand why she has Sunny Corinto and fine ass Lorenzo Alcazar fighting over her. That didn't make any kind of sense to me. But I did like when she got into that fight with Sam. That fight, when they got into that fight with Nick. Oh, yeah, that was unlikable to you. I cannot. She is smug. She is condescending. She is the biggest hypocrite ever. She is the first one to go on the attack on people, but she cannot take what she dishes out to people. Monica should slap the shit out of her. She should dog slap her. She should dog walk her up and down the parking lot every Tuesday. I don't care.
Why on Tuesdays?
Because it was a good day of the week. I'm like, after Monday, and I needed something to make me happy. I don't like her with, I liked her with Jax. I actually did. Mm-hmm. Carly wasn't as annoying when she was with Jax. But something about her being, Carly Ford being with Sonny Corinthos, I cannot. I do not like her. I openly, and her, this whole baby swap thing, when she just basically took over the entire thing and made it about herself. I mean, Lucas had lost her damn child. She's like, that's my brother. It's all about Michael getting back his kid. And that's why I always said Lucas was Sam's brother, okay? But we're going to let that go because, you know, I already know the Carson fans are going to be angry. But most of them have been blocked anyway, so I don't even care. But I just, she's just unlikable. She is unlovable. When I'm rooting for Mel over you, when I'm rooting for parking lot Peter to stick it to you, I mean, and then the way that she treats my queen Ava, no, you're trash. You are garbage. That is not your child. You didn't have 50,000 other kids off in your litter. Give Ava back her child. I just need, oh God, I want a Claudia to slap the shit out of her. I want a Kate Howard to slap the shit out of her. I hated Connie Falconeri. I hated Connie Falconeri, and I wanted Connie to slap the mess out of Carly. But I don't like her. She is an unlikable, unlovable person, and I didn't feel this way until this fourth Carly. And she's been in the role the longest, and I know those Carson fans will come and say, she is Carly. You know what? Sarah Joy Brown laid the foundation for Carly. She's the only reason why I rode for her as long as I did and as hard as I did. And even now, like, I don't like that woman. I don't like Cujo, and I'm over it.
It's the writing because when Laura Wright first got to the show, they still wrote her like Tamara Bonds Carly. Like, when Tony died, she was so remorseful and apologized to Bobby for everything she did, and she was very self-aware. And Jax made her.
I liked her on the train. I liked train Carly. Straight from Ferncliff Carly. I liked her. Well, yeah. The Shady Brook. I forgot which one she went to. She lived in all of them. Ferncliff is the best line in history. I don't care what anybody says. Like, thank you, Queen Ava. I will never forget that. But straight out of the Psych Ward, Carly, I liked her. But now, there's nothing about her that's redeemable to me.
Nope, because in the last 10 years, she's been regressed. Carly's 15 years old with a newborn and a grandbaby, and she acts like it's 1996. Like, Carly has lost all of her progression and all of her self-awareness. And Sonny brings out the worst in her.
They bring out the worst in each other. They really do.
That's the writing. Like, Laura Wright is fine. Well, besides not having sexual chemistry with Mo.
She has no sexual chemistry with Mo, and she's yelling and shrieking all the time. I mean, we used to talk about Julie Berman and call her Shrew, but shoot, she has nothing on Cujo. Lord.
Yeah, like Carly has regressed and has had zero character development in a whole decade. Her and Sonny. That's the thing. Y'all have they're the leads of the show, but they don't have any good storylines. Their storyline is to walk around town judging everyone and being all in everybody's fucking business. That's Sonny and Carly. That's what they think. They really think on some level that Sonny and Carly are Victor and Nikki. Never. Don't even try it.
Never. My honorable mention, it was a toss-up because at first I was going to say it was Kane Ashby, but then Felony Flo won out.
because I can't stand that shit. Whatever. I mean, I cannot stand Felony Flow. I mean, I want to know what happened to that $50,000. I want to know why it is that you can sit there and pass on somebody's baby is yours. You didn't sat there for a whole year. These people didn't open up their home to you, open up their lives to you, and you did this to them. I mean, the only person still keeping that same energy with her is what, Hope, maybe? But everybody else, they're like, oh, because she gave Katie her 12,000 body parts that she needed. Oh, now it's okay. I'm like, no, she's still trash. She's going to be trash. I'm like, y'all sit there and y'all talk bad about Zoe. Y'all trash Dr. Buckingham. None of that would have happened, could have happened if Flo would have did what she did. And now, this chick is up in here. I love that my scallywag Sally is sitting there like the pirate that she is, and she is playing them. And that's what Flo gets. And I know when this is over, Sally's going to get dragged, and Flo's going to come out smelling like a rose the same way that she always does. But I don't care. Felony Flow is trash. I like her mama, though. But, well, I liked her mama when she was scheming. Now they got her all, you know, just washed in the blood of Jesus and redeemed. So I don't know how I feel about Shauna right now. But Felony Flow is garbage to me. Wyatt is garbage to me. She managed to make Wyatt garbage to me. He was the only Spencer man. I couldn't talk mess about it. Now I can't even stand him with his little cheating self. Now I know that Spencer Jean, you're right. Because now, at first I said, nah, maybe it's her mama. But now, you got Bill being a hoe, you have Liam being a hoe, and now you have Wyatt coming along. So you know what, Will? You are, save us, Obi-Wan. You are our only hoe, because the rest of the sister men are trash. But Flo led Wyatt down the road, so she trash, and she's my honorable mention for people that I cannot stand.
She's another character. If they would have just made Flo this scheming, unapologetic, money-hungry little bitch, she would be popular. I'm so sick of them not going there with these characters. We like horrible characters. As long as they have a reason to be horrible. If they give you a reason to be horrible, for them to be horrible, you understand? Like, when Brick first came to GH, I couldn't stand Brick. I'm like, why is she such a bitch? What's wrong with her? But when I found out who her parents were, I understood.
It made sense.
The minute I found out that Lisa was her mother and the way Lisa used to treat that girl and talk to that girl, I said, that's why she's a bitch. And that's why I finally like her. Just give me some rhyme and reason to why they're an asshole. And I can root for them. Yeah.
I like that for the
every horrible thing she does now, totally justified.
And from the second Flo came on, I was just like, well, why is she here? Well, I can say that to everybody on my list. Like, literally, I got my guy to leave. That, oh, why is you here? But, like, with Flo, like, it was, like, straight up. Like, she served no purpose. If she left tomorrow, I wouldn't even notice she was gone. That's how insignificant she is in my bold watching experience. So, she's my honorable mention.
Like, she could have been Amber 2.0. Come on. Because her and Shauna ain't nothing but Tawny and Amber. Just water down.
They just need to go ahead and just do what they need to do and bring back Adrian Franz. Okay, I know she just had a baby. Let her get it together and bring her back, please.
Well, she wants to come back. She always wants to come back.
I know. So why don't you let the person that knows how to act, the one person that can stick it to book and loves to do it,
in a shocking twist, all this shit going on with Quinn and all that shit, Brooke could just be talking to herself like, what was that you did? I know. And she'll just place a phone call. I need you to come to LA. You don't need to know what it's for. You owe me, bitch. Come to LA right now.
I really wish I could have that on.
And she don't even say her name. And that can just be the Friday tag and leave Rosie with Marcus. I need you.
Rosie.
I'm like, bitch, you were 14.
Are we supposed to remember Marcus? Are we supposed to remember him? Or is he just like, is he like Nixon, whose name I can't remember half the time? I mean, Jack Maroney's son, whose name I can't remember half the time.
Jack. You're talking about Nixon, Jack. Yeah.
Nick and Brooke's son.
Like,
yeah, Jack.
Because old boy's name is Jack in real life, and it throws me off. But I'm like, I'm like sitting here, like, is Marcus like that? Like, we ain't supposed to talk about him. We supposed to forget that he exists. Is that what we doing now?
Well, Donna don't mention him, so that's cool.
If your mama don't mention you, so why should I? Basically, okay, I got you.
So but my... Yeah,
like, she could have brought Amber back to help us take down Quinn, but like, we got three rats to get rid of. Quinn, yeah. Shauna, and that bitch-ass Nisa Mine. You got me? Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what, bitch, mm-hmm. I got you. They could be on some Kate and Sammy shit. You got me? I got you, bitch. Let's do this.
I mean, I get that Katie needed her 12,000 body part. I get it.
Katie reminds me... Katie reminds me of when I had to fill out my anatomy worksheet in high school.
She did, dude. She could have extorted that shit. She could have lied. She could have went to Bill and said, I guess I could save my auntie.
It's going to cost you.
What you want? I want $5 million.
Well, and that's what I would have kind of... So, I feel like if Amber came back to help Brooke, I feel like she would end up being on Quinn's side because Quinn would discover the whole plan and be like, look, if you help me take down Brooke, I will give you, like, $10 million.
Oh, no, see, that's the easy way to fix that, off-screen, Rick and Amber reunited. Bam, done. She'll be on Brooke's side. Because Rick ain't with mine no more. He got back with Amber off-screen. Bam.
The same way they broke up and got divorced off-screen with Maya or whatever is going on. I guess. Question.
Right, I mean, because kind of this is both.
Does Katie have any OEM body parts left? Or is everything like Dr. Frankenstein up in there?
Child, I'd be wanting to call her Mrs. Potato Head, child. I don't know what she got this week. I think she got a new eyeball like Steve Johnson, child. I don't know.
Yeah, she got...
Does she
stole Delia Abbott's eyes.
It's to the point she be bitten on shit on eBay. I think she bought some toenails last week.
Okay. Just checking.
She's like Drew Barrymore on the Santa Clarita diet. Just now. So my number one for the worst character in soap opera history goes to a character in All My Children, and that is Joshua Madden. I think this was the true turning point for really all of daytime, in my opinion, because the character of Erica having the first abortion was one of the most revered Agnes Nixon rock'em sock'em social issue storylines ever in soap opera history. And then in 2006, it was all redid and all retconned to shit for nothing. And the fact that that character was on that canvas for 4 years should have never happened in the first place. Look, I love Colin Egglesfield, and I love that they always let him play a 20-something even though he's 52 years old. And he's kind of cute, but look. Joshua Madden, for me, is the worst character in soap opera history. And then my honorable mention goes to Helena Cassadine on General Hospital.
Awesome! One, two!
Wow!
I'm breathing. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
So look, I love...
I'm sorry.
I love Constance Towers, and I love Helena, you know, when she was Elizabeth Taylor, and she was like, I curse on you, Luke and Laura, but Tony, I'm gonna hump you in the dressing room after we shoot this shit. But I can't. You know, Helena was so great when she was back in the 90s and always threatening Alexis, but during the Jill Farron Phelps era, climbing up cliffs and at 102 years old, having Jake release biotoxins that don't do anything except water your flowers. I can't. I love Constance Towers. I love old Helena. But what they've turned her into is just too much of a mustache-twirling, convoluted mess. Ugh. So yeah, anyway... Look, I'm just tossing it out there. I'm just being real. I'm sorry. We can't act.
I vote with every
I can't with Helena now. That Josh Madden, I forgot he was even on the show. I forgot he was even on that long. He was only good enough to be used for body parts for Kendall. The unaborting Erica's child was awful. And who do we have to thank for that? That dirty bitch, Megan McTavish.
Nope. Okay, and that's all we can say her name, because you know she says it three times. She appears, so be careful. Stop. That's
to kill my Dixie Cooney with them damn pancakes, though, because Katie McClain called her out on her bullshit. She got mad.
Katie McClain return every year. Katie McClain return every season of that show. She was Katie McClain was becoming Heather Locklear on Melrose Place. All My Children was special guest star, Katie McClain.
Return from the dead story. Dixie would have never just willingly let Taz and JR fix you then. Never in a million years. And the only person that knew was her stray ass sister die. Bullshit. Bullshit. It ain't her fault you created a shitty story and she said something. Pretty ass.
You see the outrage you're feeling right now, Tig? That's how I'm feeling that Casey talking about my Helena cast about how
right.
You.
I get it. Yes, Helena did get real cartoony in the last decade. But from like when Compton came on in what, 97 until like, I say it's about 2003, 2004. I think that last time she tried to kill Emily and back in like 03, 04 when her and Nicholas first got back together. I think the first time she fell off that damn cliff, she did that jackknife. That should have been the end of Helena right there.
Well, and that's what I mean, and I honored the good parts of that character, but the bad and the cartoonish are outweighing the good, is all I'm going to say. I'm just saying, it's what they have had her done is not even, like, smart mustache-twirling stuff. You know, I always thought, like, Victor Kiriakis was a smart mustache-twirling villain. But come on. Constance Towers is too damn old to be playing all of that.
And then they got ratchety-ass Valentine as her kid. Who did that? Who was that? That's who I need to fight, to be honest with you. Who did that so I can go beat your ass?
Well,
there
you
go.
That's his idea.
That
James Patrick Stewart is a good actor. His character is awful.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he really is.
That character is awful. Like, if they would have had a good, decent, like, person cast as Valentine, wrote the way he was supposed to be written, he would be fine, but he's not. He's written to be this poetry-writing villain.
Valentine was supposed to be this scary, badass motherfucker, and we ain't seen that yet.
Well, that's how he came on. You know, that's
maybe
how he came on.
Maybe I fast-forwarded through that episode when it happened, but I missed it.
Shooting Kevin and holding everybody hostage. But now he's like, all I need is just a little more time to be sure. Okay, let me stop, because that's Jack Wagner.
You know what I'm saying,
the only way you can redeem Valentine at this point is if he marries Nell and they go on this big old terror rampage. Other than that, he serves no purpose for me, but
you have to let him do something horrible. Let him do something awful. Let him slip some bitch throat that we don't care about.
Why you gotta talk about
it?
Well,
because somebody's going to help. I love you from Brooke. I love you from Brooke Kerr. He can slit Portia's throat if you want to.
We haven't had any good slit throat action since Julian finally became a damn monster and went and sliced up Carlo the way that he did.
Okay, Grace.
We haven't had any good monstering since then, so I don't even know what to tell you.
I heard that Carlos in your voice. Calm down, Grayson McCooch. Carlos Rivera.
Now, Grayson McCooch would have made a good Valentina if they made him real sinister. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiggs, I don't but think you're thinking about him playing
that. We have a wounded heart poet.
Yeah, we got
Jazz
hands. Well, what is his last name, Malcolm? Not really a
Casadon.
Who is he?
Larry
Slavidovich. Now you know Helena's last name is Jackson.
Excuse me, Miss Jackson. Woo!
I am for real.
Oh, God. Well.
Oh, God.
Oh, Tiggs, where can they find you on social media?
Y'all can find me at best11985. All you Carson fans, bring it on. All you like your fans, bring it on. I got time to cuss you out. We in quarantine, but it's all love.
Oh, God. Well, D, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me lusting over Chandler Matthew at TMZBD.
And Alan, where can they find you?
You can find me at Alan Ferrazza.
And you can find me at KCS Hutch. And you can also give our show a follow on Twitter at @thechat_podcast. And we will see everybody for a new episode next time on The Chat.
Bye, y'all.